Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Ipswich Hospital was placed under a code yellow last night due to an IT issue preventing staff from uploading CT images. Code yellow is activated when an internal emergency is affecting delivery of care, and as a result, some patients have been turned away or diverted. Ipswich Hospital is one of the busiest in Queensland, seeing about 3,000 ambulance arrivals in a month.
Queensland's first festival pill testing clinic found MDMA and ketamine were the most prevalent drugs detected, with two relatively new substances also found at the event. The Rabbits Eat Lettuce Festival, which was held near Warwick on the 28th of March to the 1st of April, checked more than 200 substances throughout the weekend and saw 14 samples discarded after testing. The clinic has been hailed by festival organisers and health officials as a success, as it avoided any major drug-related health emergencies.
In national news, Queensland and New South Wales residents are warned to prepare for a potential major rain event. The Bureau of Meteorology have issued flood and weather warnings after heavy rainfall fell along the coast, with 100 millimetres of rainfall recorded at the New South Wales Observatory Hill since 9 a.m. yesterday. Meteorologist Helen Reid explained, "Now we will still have that rain coming down. We're expecting that rain to continue and increase during the course of today." The SES have warned those affected to stay alert and indoors.
Ride-sharing app Uber is being sued in the Supreme Court of Victoria due to allegedly launching the app illegally with the intent to crush existing competition. The plaintiff is Taxi Apps, the company behind a taxi booking app, GoCatch, who claim that the peer-to-peer ride-sharing did not become legal in some states in Australia until 2015, 3 years after the app launched. Lawyers for Taxi Apps claimed Uber targeted the app, however Uber claimed they were simply out-competing.
In international news, US President Joe Biden has, for the first time, called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, telling Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that addressing civilian harm and safeguarding aid in the area should be prioritized. The White House has said that Biden and Netanyahu spoke on the phone following an Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. The call lasted less than 30 minutes, but according to the White House, Biden made it clear the need for Israel to announce and implement a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers.
For your weather today, it's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.